and talk about the defeat of Jesse James Day's Walk Run. And we have a couple of the organizers of the event and sponsors of the event. Mike Krantz. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in. And Denny Hansen as well. Thank you.
Morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, good. The defeat of Jesse James Day is right around the corner. It's not too far off. We were... The night to unite last night, I was talking with some of our neighbors about who had won the horseshoe hunt just a couple of years ago, and it's like, boy, that's coming up. That's just right here almost. We've got the hog roast tonight for the sponsors, and boy, it's in full gear. So you are in charge of the walk and run. Let's talk about that. That's coming up Sunday, right?
Yes, Sunday, the 9th of September. Mm-hmm. We have two actual races. So people come to the Armory Square where they can register, 6:30 a.m. in the morning. The races, two races start at 8 a.m. It's a shotgun start, but something that's a little bit different this year, we'll have starting pads at each of our starting lines. So if you're a block and a half back, you know, your time starts when you cross the start pad, so that, which the serious okay. runners will appreciate. But two different runs. We've got, you know, a 5K run walk that's kind of a moderate layout that takes people through the streets of Northfield. And then mm-hmm. for the more challenging course, we've got a 15K that's you have to run several tough hills, but you're going out east of town through farm country. Both of the races are going to end right in front of the old First National Bank, where, of course, in 1876, the townspeople defeated the James Younger Gang and their botched robbery attempts.
Wow. Now, 15K, that's 8 or 9 miles somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Or is it closer to 10? I'm trying to recall.
Might be. Yeah, it's about 2/3, 10 miles.
Wow. Whew, man, that's a long run.
Way more than I could ever run.
Yeah. The organization part of this, you've been working on this, and we've had some conversations here for the last few months, but I know you've been working on this for about 12 months. Do you have an off-season when you're pulling an event like this?
Well, yeah, things really kick in more after the first of the year every okay. year, because every season it seems like you're going full blast mm-hmm. and putting out fires on something. But yeah, this is something you could be working on 12 months a year for better growth. And that's I'll be out there hopefully beating the bushes this fall here and talking with sponsors for next year and recapping things with people.
And let's talk to one of your sponsors this year. Denny, you have been your company, Community Resource Bank, has been a sponsor for recent years. Tell us about that, the commitment you've made.
Well, when Mike approached us with the run walk, I really felt that this was right up our alley. You know, Community Resource, we're involved with a lot of different things in the community. We are either a sponsor or co-sponsor or presenting sponsor on several events in the community throughout the year, but... Mm-hmm. We felt this one was really a major one that we wanted to get involved with. And so we made the offer last year to be the sponsor, the presenting sponsor. This year, fortunately, and I'm on the Northfield board, Sheriff's board also, and so mm-hmm. It's to our advantage that we get as many presenting sponsors as possible. So I was willing to share it this year with Aldi, and so we're happy that Aldi now is going to be sponsoring, being a presenting sponsor too. We will be the presenting sponsor at the starting line, and then Aldi will be the presenting sponsor at the finish line. And it's always kind of nice. Aldi's got a little food at the finish line.
and hats off to the folks at Aldi. You know, they're the new business in town. They're kind of a big box thing, a national store. Getting involved on a local level, hands-on level like this, hats off to them.
Yeah, and they want to, so they're going to have, you know, variety. They're products there at the finish line, their private label, everything from water to cheese to yogurt packs to breakfast bars, a variety of things. But they're even talking about possibly providing some of their own volunteers to work that station in addition to walking the race as well. So they plan to be involved in a variety of levels. So we're happy with them, their increased commitment this year.
Boy, and both of you being, or Denny, with you being on the board, you know that it takes a lot to put on an event like this. You've got to have some hands and some feet on the ground come Sunday morning. How many volunteers do you have?
Oh, we probably have 30 30 to 40 in all, but we repurpose a lot of them. You know, when I say that, we'll move people from registration down to another area. You know, people will pull double duty because we're only there for a short time. You know, our volunteers are probably getting there by 6 a.m. We need to be out of downtown by shortly after 10 a.m. as they're getting ready for, you know, for reenactments and everything. So it's a short morning. We'll be doing some setup on Saturday, you know, within the armory. But, we try to utilize that time as effectively as possible so we don't have to have so many people there just standing.
Boy, if you look at what's going on around you on Saturday and Sunday of the Defeat of Jesse James Days, well, you can't even turn around without running into somebody. It's a busy, busy area.
Well, that's what's great. You know, after you're done with the run walk, you can just hang around. There's so much going on from, you know, the art fair to, you know, the parade, the reenactments, and anything else happening, and just stick around.
Now let's get the registration info. You can register. Can you register that day? I know you prefer people signing up right now.
Yes, yeah. DJJDRun.org is where you can go online. You can go to our website, NorthfieldShares.org, and actually download a hard copy form. Some people are more comfortable doing that. You can also register day of. If you're day of, you won't get the early bird discount of $25, which ends September 1st. You'll pay $30, and you're not guaranteed an event T-shirt after September 1st. So,
how many people are you anticipating this year?
Oh, we're hoping around 600.
Oh, so. Boy. That's a pretty good crowd.
So we're tracking a little bit ahead of last year, but, you know, everyone waits to the last minute. Anyone who's ever done a race, a lot of people wait and see everything from what's the forecast going to be. And, you know, I wish we could just get those registrations in June or in July and have a good feel.
Yeah, you know, and you can, folks, if you're thinking about doing it, go ahead and do it. You know, even if the weather's bad, I mean, you're donating to a very good cause.
You know, yeah, that's, you make a very good point there. You know, this is really vital to our day-to-day operations. We try not to do a lot of, you know, your typical fundraisers, so we're not competing against the nonprofit community, because let's be honest, during Defeat of Jesse James Days, everyone is looking for sponsorships and different ways to raise money. But this enables us to, you know, help keep the lights on, do what we do on a daily basis for the community in Northfield, you know, and our mission: advance philanthropy, inspire volunteerism, and promote collaborative leadership.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us about the organization. You just did all in one sentence. Well, you have a great elevator speech there.
There's one thing I wanted to mention. You know, if there's anyone listening out there, we're looking for a medical volunteer. Because the EMT staffs and the ambulances are stretched so thin, they're already on overtime throughout the city for the celebration. We're looking for someone who could donate, you know, 3 hours, be there from probably 7:30 to 10:30, just in case somebody falls in a crowd, you know, at the starting line, maybe someone at the finish line has an issue, and we have, you know, someone there, you know, before 911 gets there.
Yeah, and that is very important. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. And you brought up a good point that so many of our officials, whether it be law enforcement, rescue personnel, medical personnel, that's pretty stretched out over the course of the 4 or 5 days that Defeat of Jesse James Days does go on.
Yeah, if there are any nurses, doctors, EMTs out there who would just like to hang out for a few hours, you know, and be part of this, we would love to have you. Please reach out to us at Northfield Shares.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. you know, community resource, besides being a sponsor, we're also going to have a team that's going to be in the race. And so I'm encouraging all the businesses out there, you know, bring your employees out for the run walk. Mostly walk, probably. but we had a number of teams from a number of institutions and companies last year. So encouraging them to come out again this year. And I don't know if we'll be a challenge or anything like that, but we certainly would like to see as many as possible there.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see quite a few. The business community here in Northfield does a rally around and like to help the nonprofits like Northfield Shares.
And it's a great way to tie into any existing health and wellness initiatives a company might have, or community volunteerism efforts. One thing I wanted to mention, because, you know, we like to promote giving, anyone coming to the race, if they've got any gently used running shoes that they'd like to donate, they can bring them to the race and drop drop them off, and we collect them for Mary's Place, which is a transitional housing center up in the Minneapolis St. Paul area. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of homeless people there that just need something to cover their feet.
All right. Yeah, so bring some gently used shoes. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Once again, you can register online for that. Give us the address.
Yep, djjdrun.org.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it, and good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That's Mike Krantz and Denny Hansen. Once again, Northfield Shares, the sponsor, or the sponsor is, of course, Community Resource Bank and Aldi this year. And that event is on Sunday, September the 9th.